Welcome to the Daily Tour, brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. This almost daily summary of the 2007 Tour de France will be presented soon after the end of each day's racing, so that you can stay up to date on the world's most famous, and some would argue, most important annual cycling event. The Daily Tour is sponsored by Fredcast Tours. Fredcast Tours is the perfect companion to the Fredcast Cycling Podcast and this daily Tour de France summary. Come along with us, take in the scenery, taste the local delicacies, become steeped in the cultures, but most of all, enjoy the ride. Visit www.fredcasttours.com for more information. And now, today's daily tour brought to you by the Fredcast. Welcome back to another edition of the Daily Tour Podcast. Today is Saturday, July 28th. It's stage 19, an individual time trial from Cognac to Angoulême, 55.5 kilometers. No categorized climbs. In the yellow jersey today, it is Alberto Contador from Team Discovery. It's still in the green, Tom Bonin. And in the polka dot, Juan Mauricio Soler Hernandez. Now, Alberto Contador owns the white jersey. Second place is Juan Mauricio Soler Hernandez. So wearing the white jersey today will be third place, Churuca. Now, as we've all been saying over the past couple of days, today's stage 19 individual time trial would prove to be one of the most important, if not the most important, stages in the 2007 Tour de France. Going into today's stage, Alberto Contador from Team Discovery Channel was wearing the yellow jersey as the race leader and holding onto a lead of just 1 minute 50 seconds over second place Cadel Evans from Predictor Lotto. Just behind Evans was Contador's teammate Levi Leipheimer, whom everyone expected would be Discovery's team leader during this year's tour. Leipheimer was sitting 2 minutes 49 seconds behind Contador, and barring a disaster on the road or another catastrophic doping revelation, the rest of the GC contenders were at this point out of contention for the podium, with 4th place Carlos Sastre an insurmountable 6 minutes 2 seconds behind Contador, and the rest even farther back. The weather today in France was cooperative, although the winds were hovering around 20 miles per hour or so. As in all time trials, the start order is the reverse of the general classification standings, and that means that the Lantern Rouge, or the last place rider, starts first today, and the yellow jersey starts last. It was obvious, therefore, that the excitement was all going to be on the back end of today's race. Toward the end of the race, there were a number of race leaders, including Leif Hosta, Thomas Dekker, George Hincapie, Jose Ivan Gutierrez, and eventually Vladimir Karpets, but the main event out on the road was the three-man duel between Contador, Evans, and Leipheimer. As soon as Levi hit the road and made it to the first time check, it became clear that he was going to have one of his best, and perhaps one of the tour's best, time trials ever. Meanwhile, in his team car, Dirk De Mol was giving Levi motivation and time checks, and you could hear him. At one point, he was telling him how much faster he was than his teammate George Hincapie, and that if he kept up his pace, nobody could beat him today. 3 minutes behind Levi, starting 3 minutes behind, was Cadel Evans, riding for his life, trying to grab the yellow jersey off the back of Alberto Contador. But what he didn't know at first was that besides trying to get the yellow jersey, he needed to keep Levi Leipheimer behind him because he needed to maintain his second place spot in the general classification. And with the way Levi was riding, there was every danger that Evans wouldn't get the yellow jersey and would not stay in second place in the general classification. By the time Evans reached the third time check with just over 5 kilometers to go in the race, it was clear that he was going to have the best 5 kilometers of his life, or if not, he would not maintain that second place spot, because Levi was crossing the line with a blistering and nearly historic time trial finish in 1 hour, 2 minutes, and 45 seconds. Well, at the end of those 5 kilometers, Evans did cross the line nearly a minute slower than Levi, but he was able to maintain his second place within the GC by just 8 seconds over Levi Leipheimer. At this point, it was clear that although Contador was having a good time trial by his standards, Levi would indeed win the stage. And when Contador did cross the line, he did so 2 minutes, 18 seconds behind his teammate Levi. Immediately after the end of the stage, Levi was interviewed, and he said about winning today, "It's what I've always dreamt of. I've always dreamt of winning a stage in the Tour de France. I feel like after today, I really deserve to stand on the podium in Paris tomorrow. So the final standings of today's stage, Levi Leipheimer takes first place, second goes to Cadel Evans, third, Vladimir Karpets, 156 behind Leipheimer. Levi's teammate Yaroslav Popovich, 2 minutes, 1 seconds back in fourth place. Alberto Contador, the yellow jersey wearer, in fifth, 2 minutes, 18 seconds back. In sixth, Jose Ivan Gutierrez from Castapana, 2 minutes, 26 seconds behind Levi. George Hincapie came in seventh. Looks like Discovery had their Wheaties this morning, 2 minutes, 32 seconds behind his teammate. In eighth place, it was Oscar Pereiro from Castapana, 2 minutes 35 seconds back. In ninth, Leif Hosta from Predictor Lotto, 2 minutes 48 seconds back. And rounding out the top 10, as he seems to always do, from Euskaltel, Mikel Esterloza, 2 minutes 49 seconds back. Here's what Levi had to say in the post-race press conference today about his stage win and about the future.
Well, first of all, I'm extremely happy today to win the stage. It's been a lifelong dream to win a stage in the Tour de France. I mean, it's been a lifelong dream for me just to ride the Tour, but to win a stage and then tomorrow to be able to stand on the podium is, well, I don't know yet, but I can imagine it's going to be fantastic. And I'm actually, honestly, very happy for Alberto. I didn't think that, you know, I had too big of a chance to win the Tour today. The gap was big. Towards the end of the time trial, I started to believe in it a little bit more, but I tell you, when I crossed the line, I saw Cadel come across, and he had 8 seconds ahead of me. I was still very nervous. I mean, I was in the camper yelling at the TV for Alberto to finish. I'm like, come on, finish, please. And when he finally crossed the line, I was just as happy for him to win as I won today, honestly.
So an always gracious Levi Leipheimer talking about his win today in the Tour de France. So here's where we stand with just one more stage and 146 kilometers to go in this very crazy 2007 Tour de France. Again, leading the general classification, wearing the yellow jersey on the Champs-Élysées tomorrow as they race on the Champs-Élysées tomorrow, because we don't know exactly who's going to be on the podium. In first place, Alberto Contador from Team Discovery. In second, Cadel Evans, 23 seconds behind Contador. In third, Levi Leipheimer, today's stage winner, 31 seconds back. And then the rest of the general classification, it's in fourth, Carlos Sastre, 7 minutes, 8 seconds back. In fifth, Jaime Zubeldia from Euskaltel, 8 minutes, 17 seconds back. 11 minutes and 37 seconds behind, Alejandro Valverde's in sixth place. Kim Kirkens in seventh, 12 minutes, 18 seconds behind. In eighth, from Discovery, Yaroslav Popovich, who's had a great race this year, 12 minutes, 30 seconds back. In ninth, Mikel Esterloza from Euskaltel, 14 minutes and 14 seconds behind. And rounding out the top 10, Oscar Pereiro from Castapana, 12 minutes and 25 seconds behind Alberto Contador. Now, most commentators are now saying that these will be the final standings in Paris tomorrow, but it isn't totally clear whether or not Predictor Lotto and Cadel Evans will decide to be content with a second-place finish or not. There are enough time bonuses on the road and at the finish that it's entirely possible, although not entirely probable, that Cadel Evans could challenge Contador and go for the yellow jersey. To hear the Discovery guys talk about tomorrow, it's going to be a civilized, celebratory ride into Paris. But only time will tell. Meanwhile, the competition for the green jersey is more likely to be contested tomorrow. Tom Bonin is still wearing it, but Robert Hunter is hot on his heels and could challenge Bonin for the sprint points and the podium in Paris. What's not in any doubt at this point is that Alberto Contador will be the winner of the white jersey, absolutely for sure, is the best young rider, and that Juan Mauricio Soler Hernandez from Colombia and Team Barlow World, who has had a great race, will be the winner of the polka dot jersey tomorrow. So the green and the yellow, green is definitely in some contention, the yellow perhaps not so much, but we will see tomorrow. One final note, there were some rumors swirling around yesterday that a jersey had tested positive after stage 14. To listen to Patrice Clerc and Christian Prudhomme today at the press conference, that is not true. And the rumors that were circulating that it was Soler are completely false. And so we'll see. One interesting thing to note is that tomorrow's stage will go by the town where the famous French lab is that has been involved in so many leaks and been involved in the Floyd Landis affair. So I just think it's interesting that that's where one of the intermediate sprints is tomorrow. Again, tomorrow, 146 kilometers, two intermediate sprints, and two Category 4 climbs. It's been a wild ride so far. I wouldn't count anything or anyone out. And we will see you tomorrow. That's it for today's episode of the Daily Tour Podcast. If you'd like to comment on the show, please send an email to thefredcast@gmail.com or send a voicemail to area code 206-203-FRED. Be sure to follow the frequent live updates of the day's racing via Twitter. The Twitter username is DailyTour. There's no space between daily and tour. And you can sign up for these updates at twitter.com. That's TWITTER.com. And please check out our website at www.thefredcast.com. I'll see you all again tomorrow for another episode of the Daily Tour Podcast, brought to you by The Fredcast and Fredcast Tours. Thanks for listening.